Hi, and welcome to Day 21. I'm David Sipkowiak, and today we're going to begin a discussion about post-production decisions. In speaking to one of my fellow post-producers recently, we began to discuss how there's always a need to tweak the lines we receive from the actors. Why do we get such variations? Is this because the actors are doing something wrong? Is it because there's something wrong with our equipment? No, not really. The answer has more to do with the following two things. Number one, hardware. Basically, there's a plethora of potential hardware in use by all the voice actors who graciously give their talent to Broken Sea. This is probably the biggest reason for vocal recording variation among our actors. If you listen to some of our shows, you can hear the difference in lines. Jake Sampson is a good example of this. In Serial 1, The Hyborian Gate, I didn't spend a great deal of time leveling out the voices among the cast. What you end up hearing is instances where there are distinct variations between differing actors. One may sound like they are right in front of you, and their component characters suddenly sound like they're speaking through a metal drum. The same goes for breath pops and ambient buzzing, which turns up on many recordings. This is discussed in the next element, recording environment. Recording environment creates so many possible concerns that we can raise, and depending on your resources, environmentally, financially, and imaginatively, there are also many possible solutions. One of the first things that you can eliminate from your recordings is the hum of your computer's fans. Almost all computers have this trait. The cooling fan puts out just enough decibels to be picked up by your chosen microphone, especially if you are using a desktop mic on the same surface as your computer. One of the ways I have used to eliminate the sound from my laptop fan is to work in my basement, suspending the mic from the natural gas pipes on the ceiling by the USB cable. I have a longer mic cable. While this does eliminate most of the fan noise, I still have to tweak my lines to eliminate all of the background interference. Of course, many of the post-producers that I work with ask that I do not do this. And when they do, I don't. When someone else is post-producing a project I am acting in, I feel that they are the ones that are in charge. They make the decisions on sound. In many instances, they make the call on sound effects, sounds, file processing, such as the use of reverb, bass, gates, panning, and general EQ usage. I expect this as well when I post-produce something. They also can make the call depending on their role in directing or assisting with the director as to whether or not retakes need to be asked for or whether a role might need to be recast in the unusual event that the character assignment goes horribly awry after casting is complete. For example, someone's audition doesn't really represent their vocal ability in a bad way. This isn't to say that post-producers have all of the power in the decision-making in a project. They simply have a lot when it pertains to their work that they do. Post-producers work closely with their directors to figure out the ideal presentation of the project. This will often involve the director asking for multiple edits to individual scenes during the post-production process, much to the chagrin of the post-producer. This is unfortunately the price we pay for the work that we do to create the audio. I'm going to leave off at this point. Please feel free to comment on the previous dialogue over the next two or so days. I'm going to hold off on part two of this show until we get some feedback, or at least until I can write something on my cat's recent exploits. To everyone here in the States, I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. To all of our servicemen and women serving overseas, thank you for all that you do for us. We may or may not agree with all the current events of the world, but we do owe you our respect and gratitude. Your sacrifice helps to keep our civilian population free, and free to do all the things that we do, like podcasting and post-production and audio drama and all that. To all of our listeners elsewhere, thank you for your support and for listening to our shows. We truly appreciate it. I'll be back tomorrow with a brief holiday message for Thanksgiving, and then back again on Friday to talk turkey, or not. Until then, This is David Sokoyak for everyone here at Broken Sea Audio Productions. Thank you for listening. Up next, we have Irk by George Robb, brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. You can find out more about George at geologicpodcast.com. The bed music in today's podcast is by My Morning Jacket, One Big Holiday, from the Wired CD. Brought to you through a Creative Commons Sampling Plus license.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0.